It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Kevin Rogers and Doug Flagan's with you, high above rink, well, not really rinkside, we're high above the rink here at an empty BB&T Center as we get set for the festivities tonight, or actually, I should say this afternoon.
Early evening.
What is 5 o'clock? What do we consider that? Is that, that's a...
Early evening hours, I'd say. It's a 5 o'clock start is what Kevin's getting at.
Yes, 5 o'clock. It's not a matinee, but it's not an evening affair. It's a twilight affair, I guess, when you go to the movies and you get the deal at the 5 o'clock. The Panthers and the Los Angeles Kings, they meet up for the first time this season. We'll see the Kings again at Staples Center coming up next month. But the Panthers and the Kings today, as the Panthers wrap up this long stretch of home games, for the exception of obviously the Washington game, they won in overtime in D.C. But, Doug, it's been a long stretch here at home before the boys head on out to Colorado, Arizona, and Vegas next week. So your last chance to see the Panthers here for a bit.
And the Panthers, of course, have done a pretty good job here with this time on home ice. 1-9 out of 14 here coming into this one tonight against the L.A. Kings. And, again, 5 o'clock tonight, Panthers and the L.A. Kings for the first time this season. The Kings on a very, very short list of teams the Panthers have yet to see this season. After they play L.A. tonight, then the Arizona Coyotes will be the only team left the Panthers have yet to see this season. They'll see them on their upcoming road trip. So the Panthers home at 5 o'clock against the L.A. Kings, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets. We'll be on the air across the radio network beginning at 4:30. And a special hello to everybody tuned in. Of course, you'll be able to catch the game on 560 WQAM, our flagship station in Miami-Dade and Broward County, 640 The Hurricane up in Palm Beach, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, and, of course, on the NHL app everywhere that you have a connection because they make it so easy to tune in on the NHL app so you can check the game out just about anywhere. Those are your different avenues that you can go down to find this game tonight. Panthers and the LA Kings, again, a 5 o'clock start. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 4:30. And as Kevin said, this is the last game in a long stretch of home games for the Panthers, who go on the road after this one. And as far as the upcoming road schedule is concerned, the Panthers will be in Denver on Monday against the Colorado Avalanche. That's going to be a 9 o'clock Eastern game. 8:30 Panthers preview hits the radio network Tuesday at Arizona. The Panthers will get things going at 9 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday, 8:30 pregame. Then Thursday, the three-game road trip concludes. The Panthers will have a 10 p.m. Eastern faceoff at the Vegas Golden Knights before they come back home to take on the Carolina Hurricanes 1 week from tonight at 7, and then they'll see the Ottawa Senators a week from tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So that's how the upcoming schedule lays out. The Panthers looking at a three-game road trip coming up after this game tonight. Again, 5 o'clock against the LA Kings, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And the Panther Foundation is excited to announce the Cats Car Raffle from now until March 1st, so still a little bit of time. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/PayItForward to enter to win a brand-new 2019 Ford Explorer and other amazing prize package, including 20 home game tickets in a luxury suite, 4 lower bowl tickets to a home game, and a shadow box including 4 pucks signed by select 1993 Florida Panthers alumni. You could enter to win today. FloridaPanthers.com/PayItForward. And Kevin, we've got a busy hour coming up here on the show. Speaking of 1993 Panthers, we have one of those joining us later on in the hour. Keep in mind tonight also a Legacy Saturday night, the last Legacy Saturday, big part of this 25th anniversary season. We will have the Stephen Weiss Legacy Saturday coming up tonight when the Panthers take on the Los Angeles Kings. So he'll be honored tonight. You don't want to miss that. All the more reason to come out tonight as the Panthers take on L.A. at 5 o'clock. But again, Kevin, Panthers wrapping up this long homestand tonight, and we've got a busy show, a busy hour coming up for everybody out there.
Absolutely, and we begin with this past Sunday. The Montreal Canadiens were in town, and obviously before we get to the goals and the Alexander Barkov, the spectacular goal that he had, first, just to mention the ceremony before the game with Stoneman Douglas, that, of course, the anniversary was the previous Thursday of the tragedy at Stoneman Douglas, the Calgary game. There was a moment of silence, but then the families and friends were At center ice before the game, and a nice, about a 5-6 minute tribute. Goldie was out there emceeing it, and it was a very nice ceremony there to bring the families out.
Really nice tribute, and again, one of those, just it puts everything in perspective, and it was just, great to bring the community together any way possible. And I know the Panthers and the whole community has really stepped up in the wake of that tragedy that's now been over a year since it took place. And it was just a really nice tribute. And, it was just great to be able to have the families out and to be able to help bring the community together any way that we could that evening.
And the Panthers taking on the Canadiens, looking to beat them for the first time in 3 meetings this season. As the Panthers, what's funny is they missed Carey Price starting against them the first 2 times and lost to Antti Niemi. Antti Niemi started the 3rd time around, so the Panthers missed Price because he started Tampa the night before. So this is what happens, a very, very exciting game. The Panthers, 4 minutes in, it was a night to remember for Alexander Barkov, who scored his 20th goal of the season.
Back to Keith Yandle at the left point, looks across far side, Hoffman to Yandle, long drive through, driving the rebound, they score! Barkov right out in front, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
And that goal for Alexander Barkov coming on the power play, that was extremely fast on the power play, too. That was after Max Domi got sent to the penalty box. It was 7 seconds in, and Domi didn't even have a chance to have a Gatorade in the penalty box because he got thrown back out since Barkov scored the goal.
The Panthers got that power play goal quickly, and they knew they had to jump on Antti Niemi early in that game. When that game took place, it had been nearly 2 weeks since he saw any game action. So the Panthers obviously went into that one knowing that part of the recipe was going to be put as many pucks at Antti Niemi as possible. They did that, and it paid off in their favor early, and it would continue paying off for the Panthers in that first period.
So the Panthers up 1-0, and then about 7.5 minutes later, it was Dennis Malgin giving the Panthers a 2-0 advantage.
Out come the Panthers. Borgstrom straight on. Here's Malgin into the offensive end. A shot, and he scores! Top shelf! Dennis Malgin from the high slot beats Niemi high to the glove side. The Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
And that goal there for Dennis Malgin, his 7th on the season, and the Panthers cruising along up 2-0. However, Max Domi would get the Canadiens on the board, make it a 2-1 game about 1.5 minutes later. And then less than a minute after the Domi goal, Frank Vatrano continued his superb season as he would beat Niemi to give the Panthers a 3-1 lead.
Played out to the near point. Matheson held the zone for the Panthers down to the near corner. Skip past Barkov. He's back on it. In front of shot, they score! Frank Vatrano from right out in front. It got underneath Niemi. And for Frank Vatrano, that's goal number 20 on the season.
Just the work of Vatrano this year. 20 goals for me. Think about that for a second. At this point right now of the game, Doug, Barkov has 20 goals in the season, and Frank Vatrano's got 20 goals in the season. I mean, it's just amazing what he's done and getting him from the Bruins, where he's just paid off completely.
And Frank Vatrano, you mentioned the Panthers got him late last season for a 3rd-round pick. He's come in, and he's certainly made the most of this opportunity. And Frank Vatrano this season, 20 goals, 19 of those even strength goals. So he's done a lot of his heavy lifting this season at 5-on-5. He's just been huge for this Panthers team, and now he's getting opportunities on that line with Barkov and Huberdeau, and he's making the most of this, again, continuing to make the most of this opportunity.
After that goal, Antti Niemi pulled. So we finally get to see Carey Price for the first time this season, the Panthers, and up 3-1. However, Brendan Gallagher, the leading goal scorer for the Canadiens, would score a goal late in the first period to make a 3-2 game. So 3-2 Panthers after 1, so a very entertaining first period. And then Domi would score again 5 minutes into the second to make it 3-3. So all of a sudden now Montreal has dug out of this 2-goal hole twice, and they've tied things up at 3 apiece. But then it was the highlight of the night, probably the highlight of the season for the Panthers. And if you haven't seen it or heard about it, Alexander Barkov able just to get away, and we'll let Doug make the call.
Couldn't get it down deep. Barkov up the left wing. He's in the clear. Barkov between the legs, and he scores! Alexander Barkov! What a move! He's given the Panthers the lead once again. He pulled it back between his legs and beat Carey Price.
I'm just going to let you go from here, Doug. And just that goal, In your head, or from your perspective, you calling it, just what did you see? I mean, you obviously described it very well there, but what did you see and you're like saying to yourself when you saw Alexander Barkov perform what he performed there?
Well, first of all, folks, if you haven't seen this goal, it wound up being the eventual game-winning goal from Sunday night. It was the fourth Panthers goal in that game. It was Alexander Barkov's second goal of that game. And you look back now, it was that game that really started this huge run that Alexander Barkov's been on offensively as far as the points are concerned here over the course of the last week. But he goes in through the left circle with a defender on him at full speed against one of the best goaltenders of this era in Carey Price. And first of all, it just shows the offensive creativity and the way that Alexander Barkov thinks the game through and sees the game, that he's able to pull off something like that at that speed in that situation under duress. I mean, a lot of guys would go in there and just think, I've got to just get a shot away, the best possible way that I can get a shot away. For Alexander Barkov, he saw at that given moment the best way to generate the best scoring chance possible was to pull it back between his legs and go top shelf. That move is tough to pull off in a shootout with nobody around you when you're taking your time going at your own speed. But to do it in that situation, it's all world. It's why Alexander Barkov is the special player that he is. And I've said it to a few people this week, but I mean I've called over 800 pro hockey games. It's the best goal I've ever seen in person.
I liken this to, I know maybe it's a crazy comparison or not, I liken this to basketball a little bit from the standpoint of it's easy, like in a slam dunk contest, to have a crazy dunk and do it, but to do it in a game and transition just makes that much more special. Same thing with Barkov. Even if he did it in the shootout, cool goal, but for you to do it with a defender on you in that moment, just to make that move and go between the legs, it just makes it even that much more special.
He that just shows the way that he thinks the game and the offensive creativity that he has, and he knows that it's something that he's come close to pulling off a few times, and it's something that he's worked on a little bit. But to be able to do that, I mean, it's just something you just have to look at and appreciate. And, you know, every night with Alexander Barkov, and that was certainly the case this week, but it seems like every night he makes some either a big play like that or a little play somewhere on the ice that you just look at it and you say, I'm not sure I've seen anybody do that before. And that certainly was the case of that.
So with that goal, Barkov, his second of the night, 21st in the season, made it a 4-3 Panthers lead. And just for good measure in the third, Barkov would pick up his second career hat trick.
He'll play it out to the neutral zone. 2-on-1 for the Panthers. Barkov with Huberdeau. Barkov right side. Backhand in front. And they score!
Hat trick for Barkov.
A hat trick for Alexander Barkov. And the Panthers have a 5-3 lead.
And that goal for Alexander Barkov, his third of the night, 22nd of the season. And that would give the Panthers a 5-3 lead. Interestingly enough, Doug, both hat tricks coming against Toronto and Montreal, two teams that just entered the league about 10 years ago. So, two of the legendary franchises in the NHL for him to do it this year on that big stage that Sunday night with the game being on, obviously nationally in Canada, English, French, all that, for him to have that showcase was just amazing.
And again, we just continue to see Alexander Barkov bring us out of our seats every game. So again, folks, if you come out to the BB&T Center, check out a Panthers game, keep your eye on number 16, the Panthers captain. He just every night comes up with different ways to impress. And in that game, that was the hat trick. He had the game winner. And when he scored that goal, you could tell, I mean, not only was it the highlight reel goal of the season in the National Hockey League, but it was a turning point in that hockey game. Not only did it give the Panthers the lead for good, but you could tell that it just created a jolt for this Panthers team. They fed off at the rest of the game. They were able to get the win there. So Alexander Barkov, again, he stole the show back on Sunday against Montreal as the Panthers won that game 6-3.
Yeah, and late Riley Shane with an empty netter, and that would put it away to give the Panthers that 6-3 victory. So the Panthers back-to-back wins over the Flames and the Canadiens, and they welcome in the Buffalo Sabres playing their last time in the regular season. Panthers won two of the first three meetings, and unfortunately a bit of a slow start for the Panthers. Jack Eichel, a power play goal for Buffalo in the second period to give the Sabres a 1-0 lead on a nice goal on a tip-in pass from Sam Reinhart, and Buffalo would take the 1-0 lead. So the Panthers shut out the first two periods against the Sabres, but they would open things up in the third period, and it would start with a big night from Jonathan Huberdeau.
Down to the far side, Pesek. Panthers in their own zone down to our right. Panthers right to left, Sabres left to right here in this third period of play. We've gone just a hair over 3 minutes. Now in comes Huberdeau alone. Huberdeau makes a move in front. Backhand, he scores! And the Panthers have tied the game! Jonathan Huberdeau walked in, went to the backhand, and this game's tied at one.
And that goal for Huberdeau, his 14th on the season at the 3:07 mark. So after being shut out for the first two periods, all of a sudden now, considering Buffalo's offense really never got going, that's just kind of what they needed. You just get that one goal, and all of a sudden now you're back tied at one.
The floodgates eventually did open, but that was the feeling there. And the Panthers did a good job. They showed no signs of panic. They stuck to the plan. This team, you could tell there was a confidence throughout the lineup. They've been, winning much more often than not lately, and you could tell because this team has a confidence in what they're doing out there, and that showed in the game on Tuesday night. They trailed for a good chunk of it, but it was only a one-goal deficit. The Panthers were able to get it tied up in the third, and that was just the start of a very big third period, Kevin.
And Huberdeau with his 14th would make it 1-1, and then less than a minute later, it was Jace Harluck who would give the Panthers their first lead of the night.
And the Panthers holding the offensive end. Dadonov trying to take it to the slot, couldn't drive it through. And now it's played off to the near side. Once again, Hauerluck out in front. A shot off the post, and they score! Trocheck! And then it took a bounce, and it found its way behind Linus Ullmark. And it looks like it's going to be Jace Hauerluck's goal.
And that goal, obviously, listening to the call there, that Trocheck banged it off the post, and then Jace Harluck was his right place, right time, and it deflected off him into the net to give the Panthers the lead.
And he was crashing the net. There was a Buffalo defender right there on him as well, but that puck went in off Jace Harluck, went behind Linus Ullmark, and that was where the Panthers took the lead and would never look back. But it was just an example of a couple things. Getting the puck to the net, Jace Harluck always goes to the net, and that time he got rewarded. And going hard to the net when you're bringing a defender with you, you create a lot of traffic, a lot can happen, the puck can take a few bounces. It took a Panthers bounce right there.
Panthers up 2-1, Harluck's fourth of the season, and then got to get Alexander Barkov involved in this offense somehow, don't you? Barkov assisted on the Huberdeau goal, and Barkov was able to find that little spot past Linus Ullmark and give the Panthers a 3-1 lead.
Huberdeau settles this one down into the offensive end. He goes. Huberdeau into the high slot, far side. Barkov makes a move side of the net, and he scores! Barkov just snuck it underneath Linus Ullmark, and the Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead.
And that goal by Barkov, his 23rd of the season, 41st assist for Huberdeau. 3-1 lead for the Panthers. And that goal, you said, how did he find that little tiny area? And look, if you've seen an NHL net up close, it's a lot bigger than you would think. I mean, you see it from far away, and it looks like this tiny thing. But really, there are so many spaces these guys can find. And it's one thing when you can snipe one over the goaltender's left shoulder, but he found this little spot where Ullmark just didn't cover that part of the net. He's able to score.
And Alexander Barkov, again, he just sees the game more in detail than a lot of people on the planet do. And, you know, that goal right there that he scored was a highlight reel goal as well. And another one of the top goals that we've seen scored all season long. Received a pass, pulled it back between his legs, and just found a little opening, as Kevin mentioned, to tuck that puck under Linus Ullmark. And that was a big goal for the Panthers as that line just continued to dominate in that game against Buffalo, that line with Barkov, Huberdeau, and Vetrano.
And that would give the Panthers a 3-1 lead. And then just for good measure later in the third, Jonathan Huberdeau would put up his second goal of the night.
Into the near corner, giving to Huberdeau, near circle, drags it in front, nifty move, and he scores! What a move from Jonathan Huberdeau! He's got two tonight, he scores with the backhand, the Panthers have a 4-1 lead, and what a highlight reel goal there for Jonathan Huberdeau!
And that goal there for Huberdeau, his 15th of the season, Barkov another assist at the 16:45 mark to give the Panthers a 4-1 lead. And one thing I did not mention, at 3-1 when the Panthers led, that Jack Eichel had scored what seemed to be a goal, his second of the night, to cut it to a one-goal deficit, but Bob Bugner challenged it an offside, and it turned out that the goal was taken off the board, so that one worked out where that goal could have made it 3-2, where all of a sudden now Buffalo comes back, but instead it's still a 3-1 game at that point.
Big turning point in the hockey game, and then that goal that Huberdeau scored that you just heard right there, he brought it off the boards and took it out to the front of the net, maneuvered around a couple of Buffalo defenders, was able to beat Linus Ullmark with a backhand, kind of outweighed him, And we mentioned it on the broadcast. That was video game type stuff, that goal that was scored by Jonathan Huberdeau. I think when I was about nine playing NHL 94, if I needed one, I would go to that well and try to do what Jonathan Huberdeau did. Something that you don't see every night, just a great individual display. Took a pass from Barkov in the corner and just took it to the front of the net, was able to sneak one past Linus Ullmark. And again, that put an exclamation point on a big night for that Panthers top line. Buffalo added one late, but it wasn't enough for the Sabres late in the hockey game.
And a 4-2 win for the Panthers, third consecutive win. They take 3-4 in the season series from the Sabres. So next up, the Carolina Hurricanes, the old Southeast Division rivals. I mean, thankfully, we don't see Carolina eight times a year like we used to, but just see them several times out of the Metro Division. Out of the gate, Justin Williams, former L.A. King, who we're going to see the Kings later today, he put up his 16th of the season for Carolina in the first to give the Hurricanes a 1-0 lead. Hurricanes would score again in the second. Nino Niederreiter, the former Minnesota Wild forward, I guess. You can't just say Minnesota Wild. He scored to make it 2-0 Carolina, but then the Panthers would strike back with three in a row in the second, starting off with Evgeny Dadonov.
And Dougie Hamilton has it on the end boards. Trocheck put a body into him. Loose behind the net, centered in. Front shot, they score! Power luck to Dadonov, and the Panthers get one back. Good pressure on the end boards, and it leads to a Panthers goal.
Dadonov is 21st on the season, 6:53 mark to get the Panthers on the board for the first time.
And they needed that one to really get things going, and it was great work on the end wall. The forecheck really led to that one. Jace Hauerluck came up with it back in behind the net, spotted Evgeny Dadonov out in front. Trocheck, Hauerluck, Dadonov. Talk about three guys that have a motor out there with those three together. The legs are always churning, and they were able to generate that first one for the Panthers.
Alexander Barkov on the power play. I feel like we've seen that a lot this season, and Barkov would even things up for the Panthers halfway through the second.
Mrazek takes over behind the Carolina net, tried to clear. Yandle kept it in. Bounces out to the far point. Hoffman down along the boards. Huberdeau in front. Dadonov side of the goal. Backhand, they score! Barkov! A power play goal. The Panthers have tied the game at two. Alexander Barkov, a backhand redirection of a puck that I believe was airborne.
More to say about Alexander Barkov? Have we run out of things to say about him?
Every night lately, it's been something. As we said that time, it was a redirection. You heard it right there, but a redirection. He had a puck coming his way that was probably going to go wide. It was coming at him about knee height, and he was able to kind of with the backhand redirect it into the net with the shaft of the stick. And that's just something that not a lot of people are going to be able to pull off. And in that scenario, it wound up tying the hockey game.
2-2 there, and then a little over a minute later, Panthers back on the power play with Jonathan Huberdeau to give them the first lead of the night.
Yandle takes it behind the Panthers' net, and he'll bring it along. Outlet pass, Barkov, right wing side, Hoffman. Barkov driving the net, Hoffman hands it back. A shot from Huberdeau, and he scores! A power play goal, and the Panthers have taken the lead, 3-2.
Goal by Huberdeau, his 16th on the season, assisted by Barkov and Mike Hoffman. So all of a sudden, after down 2-0, a nice comeback there for the Panthers with the three goals in about a 4.5-minute stretch.
And that gave them the lead. It was a back-and-forth hockey game, and it was a game that you kind of had the feeling that it was gonna be a close one. But in that situation, it was great to see the Panthers come roaring back. They were down 2-0, came back, and took a 3-2 lead.
But that was it for the Panthers as Carolina would score two in the third within about 2 minutes of each other, both in the power play. Justin Falk and Justin Williams each with goals there, and Carolina would win it 4-3. Panthers had some opportunities in the final minutes, but just could not cash in past Peter Mrazek. And a tough loss for the Panthers, not only to end a three-game winning streak, but also the Panthers do not pick up a point in that loss to the Hurricanes.
And, of course, the Hurricanes are one of those teams the Panthers trying to chase down, but the Panthers still with a long ways to go here, 23 games to play, beginning with this game against the LA Kings tonight. And the Panthers look to rebound. They have won 9 out of 14 coming in, so they certainly have played well on this recent stretch that's been a home-heavy stretch. They go on the road for three straight after this one tonight. But again, now it's time to hear from Bob Bugner, the Panthers head coach. Panthers, of course, getting ready to take on the LA Kings this evening at 5 p.m. Here's Bob Bugner, the Panthers head coach, first on that last game against Carolina and then shifting the focus to tonight's game against the Kings.
Yeah, we watched, as a team, we watched some of the review clips. I think You know, we played a good game, as I said, after the game last night. I thought we battled hard. You know, it was really a special teams game. It was tough to get the flow of our bench going, you know, because we killed so many times. And I seen even today there's some low levels of energy by some of the guys that were killing all those penalties. So quick practice today and just getting ready for another game tomorrow. We know, obviously, they're coming off a bunch of losses. They're going to be desperate. You know, for us, we need to get these 2 points before we get on the road. So, you know, I thought we might have deserved a little better. We didn't get the bounces we needed last night. But the only thing we talked about today is about being a little more disciplined and, you know, biting the lip a little more and keeping our sticks down.
There's head coach Bob Bugner right there emphasizing staying out of the penalty box for this game tonight against the LA Kings. And that, of course, was after Panthers practice yesterday as they're getting set to take on LA this evening at 5 p.m. Here's Panthers captain Alexander Barkov talking about the approach to every game and how his line is feeling right now.
For us, every game is important right now. And I mean, of course, before we go on the road, we want to get a good win. And it's all about winning right now. Of course, we've been scoring a couple goals, but I mean, we still can do better. And those shifts, when we spend in their zone, moving puck and moving feet and creating chances, we want to do that every shift. And we just need to keep working on it and in the practices and in the games, talk more and play more in their zone.
Captain Alexander Barkov right there with some keys as the team approaches this upcoming stretch of games, which starts tonight against the LA Kings. Panthers at home tonight before they begin a three-game road trip, and they get they inch closer to what's going to be a very busy month of March as well. It's going to see the Panthers play a lot of games away from the BB&T Center. But again, tonight at 5, a chance to see the Panthers and the LA Kings before the Panthers go on the road for three straight. And we are going to continue previewing tonight's game coming up here in just a little bit. Folks, a reminder, Panthers season tickets for next season, the 19-20 season. Tickets are on sale now. Season ticket holders receive exclusive benefits, including priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. To enter the territory, go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK. And our season ticket sales reps are standing by. So be sure to call and get your tickets for next season, your season tickets for next season. You can also get your tickets for this season. And for tonight's game against LA, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. We hope to see you out here in just a little bit tonight. Panthers wrapping up this homestand against LA at 5.
And we'll hear from Jace Harluck coming up. And also we'll hear from Billy Lindsay as well. We'll look ahead to the Kings and also look back at this homestand as the Panthers with a lot of games coming up against, the next four actually coming up against Western Conference opponents, starting with the Los Angeles Kings coming up this afternoon. That's all straight ahead. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. We'll hear from Billy Lindsay coming up in just a bit. Panthers and the Los Angeles Kings coming up at 5 o'clock from the BB&T Center.
Tonight we'll hit the air with the pregame at 4:30. We'd love to see you out here. 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com for tickets. You can join the Panthers Foundation at Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on March 10th. Sample beer from several breweries. Listen to live music. Watch the Cats defend home ice against the Red Wings at BB&T Center. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older. For ticket packages, go to floridapanthers.com. Had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Jace Harluck yesterday after practice, and first thing I asked him was what it's like playing on a line with Vincent Trocheck and Evgeny Dadonov.
Like I said before, it's tremendous to have the opportunity to play with guys with such elite skill and hockey smarts as they have. So taking it one day at a time, and, you know, enjoying the time I have playing with them and just looking to make the most of it.
And you talk about just taking it one day at a time. Has that kind of been your mantra really since the day you got here?
Yeah, it's kind of been my whole outlook on this year was just kind of, you know what, just try not to focus on too far ahead and, you know, what you can't control. Just focus on, you know, being in the present and focusing on what you can control. So it's just been my goal from the start of the season is just, you know, taking it one day at a time and trying to, you know, be the best I can be. And it seems to be working well.
I guess if you look back, maybe even from the beginning of the season to now, maybe from when you made your pro debut to now, or even going back before that, how would you say, if it has, how would you describe maybe the way that your game has evolved or that you've adjusted to the pro style as time's gone on?
Yeah, I think my game's, you know, evolved quite a bit since definitely last year. But I think, you know, start of the season, team down in Springfield, we were, got off to a good start compared to the season before, and a lot of credit goes to the guys that I played with and the guys in the room that helped me become better every day. I think it's it's evolved well, and I'm just trying to look to continue to grow and become an even more elite player, and one day try and be like Trocheck and those guys. I'm young. It's a long journey, so I'm just looking to take it one day at a time.
If you look around, there are a couple things on what you just said. I mean, first of all, what is it about the situation in Springfield? It seems like whenever guys come up, they fit in so well, and it's a seamless transition for so many guys. So what is it that that works well there, that translates well here when you move from the American League to the NHL?
To be honest, I mean, the American League is a great league, and I think it kind of gets overlooked sometimes, but it's a fast league. It's a hard league to play in, and it's not easy to get points down there or win games. I mean, those guys are working so hard because everyone wants to get to the next level, so it's a very hard league, and I'm sure you could ask any of the guys that have played down there and have been through the ranks that they'll say the same thing. So I think it definitely develops you as a player, and you're playing against elite players every night as well, because some teams are just stacked with prospects and some older guys that have just been around the league, have played in the National League. So I mean, it's a great league to grow and learn and become a better player for sure.
And to be able to share the experiences here with guys that you spent time with in Springfield, guys like Henrik Borgstrom, like Ian McCaution, Josh Brown. I mean, the list goes on. But to be able to be here with some familiar faces and share these experiences in the NHL, what's that like for you?
It's awesome. I mean, it's great to see guys that have been there with you, going through that same thing. Have their dream come true and have success as well at this level. It's awesome to be alongside those guys, and you're always rooting for those guys to get their shot and make the most of it, because I mean, in the end, want all your teammates to succeed. And I think those guys have made the most of their opportunity, and they're playing great.
And when you look around the room here, how much can you absorb? I mean, you've been here for a couple of months now, but how much can you absorb and learn every day? Just when you look around the room and you watch the way a guy like Keith Yandle, like Roberto Luongo, the way they go about their business every day, guys who've been so elite for such a long period of time.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're always trying to, pay attention and learn every day to become better. Especially as a young guy, you got to, try and soak as much in as you can and just, use it to your advantage. And they've been great to me, all the older guys. I think, being a young guy, it's, sometimes, it's hard to, know exactly, how to play or the things to do sometimes. But you just got to try and... like you said, follow those guys and learn from them and, listen to them when, they have things to say, and just trying to apply that to your game and off the ice as well. I mean, just trying to become a pro every day, and, you see those guys have such long, Hall of Fame careers. So, you aspire to be like that. Just trying to follow in their footsteps.
Jace Howerluck of the Panthers right there, and it was great to have a chance to sit down and chat with him yesterday, and we'll talk more about Jace Howerluck and more coming up next segment when we talk to Billy Lindsay, who we'll be with on the broadcast tonight, of course, as always. And folks, just a reminder, Panthers and the LA Kings tonight at 5 p.m., 4:30 pregame on the Radio Network, 954-835, puck, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. for your tickets. So we hope to see you down here again in just a few hours when the Panthers take on the LA Kings for the first time this season.
And we will talk to Billy coming up, and we will look ahead to the Kings and look back at this homestand. All that is straight ahead right here. You're listening to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
To the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Klagans with you. Panthers and the Kings tonight. Wayne Gretzky and Luke Robitaille inactive, so we'll not see them later on. But we get the Kings, and the Panthers look to wrap up this homestand, Doug, for the victory.
And when you come out tonight for the 5 o'clock start, enjoy three new culinary experiences. The BB&T Center concession stands. Come out to Panthers home games for a new taste of BB&T Center, including a brunch option. Smells like brunch. Classic chicken option. Check it out. Located Section 105 and a more spicy option. Talk about it. Located Section 129 and 307. For more info, go to floridapanthers.com/concessions. I know Billy Lindsay tried the candied bacon on a stick when we had a chance to have that up here in the broadcast booth. You can check that out at Smells Like Brunch.
And with that being said, Billy Lindsay joins us now on Panthers Insider. Billy, of course, he's a former Florida Panther, and he is a current radio analyst on the network. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, K-Rod. Doug, everything good?
Everything's good
candy
here.
Bacon.
It's great.
Bacon it's sounds not... good right about now.
Yes, yes. It is early in the morning, but maybe we'll save one for you a little bit later on. Stephen Weiss, he will be honored tonight as part of the Legacy Saturday. For you know, Stephen, who had a nice career here with the Panthers, anything stick out to you from his time with the Cats?
Yeah, too. Second time I came here, he was in training camp. We had just drafted him early in that first round, and he came into training camp and noticed his skill right away, the playmaking ability, and thought this guy's going to be pretty special. And when he went around, was able. He's one of those guys that you can put on your first line, can play on your third line, on the power play, penalty kill. And kind of adapted over his career, becomes a scorer, checker. So he was a very versatile player for a guy that came in maybe thought would just be a pure kind of scorer. He did put up good numbers, but he had a really solid two-way game, and that's really what stuck out to me about Steven and why he put up the numbers he did and had the career he did.
Billy Lindsay here with us as we take a look. And, Billy, just shifting gears, obviously Stephen Weiss' Legacy Saturday, but also tonight, the last game of a long homestand for the Panthers. They played some good hockey here on this homestand, highlighted by Alexander Barkov and some highlight reel plays that he's put together here in the last week. Just in terms of what you've seen in the last week, what can you say about what you've seen Alexander Barkov do here?
He's taken it to another level, especially as far as the individual skill. And you heard earlier in the week, Bob Budner talked about it, not having such defensive responsibilities as far as ice time goes, all the face-offs and everything that goes into it. And he's got a little bit more jump in his step, a little bit extra pep. And you can see that at the offensive end. And all of a sudden, these individual displays are just becoming miraculous. They're absolutely majestic, the stuff that he does with the puck and the goals that he's been able to score. So we know about his 200-foot game. It's always been there. He's one of the best. One of the few players that came in better defensively than offensively, but we're starting to see this offensive flourish come around and what he's able to do. He's a complete package, and the offensive stuff that he does with the puck, it's just mind-blowing.
And going from Alexander Barkov, wanted to ask you about another Panther that I know you enjoy talking about. We heard from him last segment. I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, but Jace Hauerluck, and you've enjoyed watching his game continue to evolve here early in his time in the National Hockey League, but just plays with such an emotion and an intensity out there, and it's something that's fun to watch.
It is. Jace Hauerluck came in, got a spot here, got called up from the minors, and you realize he had 106 points his last year at junior hockey in Brandon in the Western Hockey League. Was a point-a-game player down in the AHL this year for the Panthers affiliate. So he comes up, so you're a scorer. You know how to score at every level. But when you get here, to be among the elite, the Barkovs and those type of players, all of a sudden you're not quite there. So how do you win a job? It was much like myself. I could score at the lower levels, but once I got here, I realized I got to be able to check. I got to be able to provide energy, fight, whatever, kill penalties, block shots. Jace Hauerluck has realized that. He can chip in some goals. He can score. He's got the ability to do that. Is he a top six forward? Not at this moment, but he'll be able to find himself in the NHL just because he works with that hard work, brings back, does the little things, and that's what coaching staffs are looking for. It's all about finding roles on teams. And Jace Hauerluck is finding a way to fit in, and that's how you become an NHL player. When you're a scorer at the lower levels, and if you're not committed to doing that other stuff up here and you can't score up here, you won't last. And it's as simple as that. And Jace Hauerluck is finding a way to find a niche in the NHL.
Billy, the Kings have lost six straight. They're at the bottom of the Pacific Division. They have the least amount of points in the West. What's happened to this team?
L.A. old. They're geriatric. Unfortunately, they just got a really old club that's long in the tooth. They're paying the price for a couple of Stanley Cups, and a lot of teams would trade that. They got those two Stanley Cups. had to pay a lot of money to a lot of players, had to find a way to rebuild around it. And it's just sometimes the price you pay for winning cups, and you'll have to trade that. You'll have to rebuild that organization. They're going to have to get younger. They're going to have to do it through the draft. They'll probably be active at the trade deadline, trying to pick up assets, trying to pick up draft picks, and go from there. Doughty, Quick, maybe even Quick's available. Who knows? But I don't doubt he gets traded. So they have to find a way to rebuild after those Stanley Cup years, and that's just, in my mind, what happens. They've just gotten older and slower.
And Billy, last thing here, we're coming up on the end of the program, but just going into tonight's game, your biggest keys for the Panthers here tonight, Panthers who've won 9 out of the last 14.
This is a team, as you touched on, that has lost 6 in a row. So if you go out there and play your brand of hockey the way that you've been playing, I was fine with the way they played against Carolina. There was too many penalties. The refs got way too involved. It became a special teams battle. That frustrated me. I don't like when that happens. So a couple power play goals, you fall short. Mrazek for Carolina was brilliant. So play that same way. Just play that same hockey. You're the better team than Los Angeles. But if you come down to their level, slow the game down, you don't have that intensity, passion, drive, you let L.A. hang around, you might be in trouble. But if you come out, put your best foot forward, it's a game that you should be able to win and that you must win.
Billy Lindsay, always great work. He will be heard on the broadcast tonight alongside Doug Plagans, Panthers and Kings. Billy, thanks so much.
All right, have a great day, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you.
There is Billy Lindsay, and another hockey game at the rink tonight, Doug.
Yep, 5 o'clock start, 4:30 pregame on the radio network. Panthers and the Kings, first time this season. These two will meet. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, and we hope to see you down here in just a few hours at the BB&T Center. 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock tonight, Panthers and the Kings.
And our thanks to Billy Lindsay for joining us, also Jace Harluck for joining us as well. For Doug Plagans, I am Kevin Rogers. You've been listening to Panthers Insider, Panthers and Kings tonight at 5 at the BB&T Center, and you can hear it on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.